Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul.
Have an issue, because most single men out there realize and think they don't have any issue with looking at other women because they're not in a committed relationship. But we are in a committed relationship with our Creator. And I am telling you, from my understanding of Scripture, the only woman a man was designed to see naked is his wife. That's it. That's it. There's a great book I read called We Don't Blush Anymore. And it spoke about men and women becoming so friendly and so touchy and everything else, that when they finally meet their wife, there's no extra emotion, no extra feeling. Can you imagine, man, if the only woman you ever touched was your wife, let alone seen naked? How much more exciting that would be in that relationship. How much more special she would feel to you. Can you imagine if that woman was the only woman that you ever seen naked? Can you imagine if that woman was the only, you're the only man that ever seen that woman naked? Yahweh has a special treasure hidden. And when we discover it, He doesn't want the whole world to see it. He wants each of us to see it alone. A man doesn't want to think about how many men his wife has been with, or how many men have seen his wife naked or sees his wife naked on a regular day. And you might say, well, that's ludicrous. No woman's walking around naked. Well, what is naked according to our Creator? Naked just doesn't mean walking around with your clothes completely off. Naked means showing the shape of your body, revealing your skin, revealing the shape and the skin, and just revealing different parts of your body. You know what? They're called private parts for a reason. Revealing your private parts to the world is considered nakedness according to our Creator. You might not think so, but I can guarantee you, your husband does not want other men looking at your private parts. And if you do, as a man, want people to look at your wife's private parts, or your wife in general, any parts of your wife, something is really wrong with you. Yes, we could be excited that we have an attractive wife or whatever or something like that. But to let her dress, or for her to dress in a way that's going to invite other men to look at her and draw attention to her and even lust after her, that was never meant. It was never meant to be that way. So we need to grasp this and understand the respect of relationships and our respect with Yahweh and the daughters of Yahweh. Just as you don't want your wives and your children to be sex objects and lustful objects of all these eyes looking upon them, we have to understand that they're Yahweh's daughters and wives and children before they're ours, and Yahweh created them in a certain beautiful way, in a beautiful fashion. And the enemy wants us to think that it's normal and it's okay to just look at women and just look at them. Some men lusting after them, some men just admiring their beauty, and so on. It wasn't meant to be that way. Our eyes were meant to be for just one. But it's become too common today. We can look at scripture, what it says in Genesis 3:5. It says, Yahweh knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you will be like Yahweh, knowing both good and evil. You see, before that, man didn't know what evil was. Man was as pure as pureness can be. And that's it. They didn't even know, Adam and Eve, that they were naked. They didn't even know that. At that moment, their eyes were opened and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. And that wasn't good enough for Yahweh, because that's considered nakedness according to scriptures. Because even though the fig leaves were covering their so-called private parts, they were still revealing other parts of their bodies. So Yahweh took a tunic and covered them completely, because now they knew what nakedness was. And back then, shame and nakedness went hand in hand. But the enemy has flipped it, where today, pride and nakedness go hand in hand. And people are walking around in bikinis, and they're walking around in tight stretch pants, and they're walking around in all these different clothes that are actually drawing attention to their private parts. And then if you say something like, you know what, wearing jeans or wearing pants were designed to actually put a man's focus on a woman's private parts, people say, well, that's legalist and ludicrous and all this stuff. That's the truth. And some people don't want to hear that. Just like the single men hear pornography is okay if you're single. It's not. It's not okay. We have to understand the root of pureness. And we have to do our best to protect our eyes. And we're only going to do that when we understand this. And the reward is that when we finally do get married, when we finally do get married, that the only woman that our passions are for the only woman that we can literally see naked, is the one that Yahweh allowed to be with us, our wife. And you know, men know this, the struggle that you have if you go around seeing women naked all day long. Those images don't leave your head. It's a tremendous struggle. And we have to think about how powerful this is. And this isn't something that a revelation that just I had. This was known throughout scripture. Remember when they tried to in Moab seduced Israel in Numbers 25 with Balaam and Balak? They weren't trying to destroy Israel by all their force. They were trying to destroy Israel in a subtle way, of letting the Israelites look at the Moab women, the Israelites' men look at the Moab women and intermingle. So the Israelites, given the Proverbs 31 women, trying to get back to the pureness of Yahweh's word and just having one woman to look at. What does it say to youth, though? The wife of your youth, your sister, and as we see here in Proverbs 5. But no. The women were seductive. Seductive. And women today are seductive. Whether you know it or not, women, you're seductive. The way you're dressing. And the trick of the enemy is to make you think like you're doing nothing wrong. But I tell you right now, the pureness or motive of your heart does not cancel out your appearance. You understand that? The pureness or motive of your heart does not cancel out your appearance. And women today are walking around just as seductive as the Moab women. And they're seducing men today the same way Israel was seduced. And it's created a big problem. A problem that goes way beyond just broken families and divorce. A problem that goes way beyond pornography and men's addictive lust towards pornography. The problem goes way beyond that. It goes to the enemy, knowing how to take us away from the root of pureness that Yahweh created within us. And our eyes should not be seeing certain things. We understand the Proverbs 31 woman, but the enemy has woman today. Feminism is just one of the issues, not the only issue. The Proverbs 5 woman today that's mentioned in scripture that people don't speak about, because the Proverbs 31 woman is a unique, special woman that's hard to find. It says he who finds it has found a great thing in a wife, and blessed be so it be a Proverbs 31 woman. But the reality is, most men are settling for a Proverbs 5 woman because of their eyes, and the root that's been destroyed through with Adam and Eve, and eating and opening. It says in Proverbs 5, "For the lips of an adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, and her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life, and her paths wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. Now, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her, and do not go to the door of her house, lest you lose your honor as others do." And it goes on and on and on and on. It says, "Drink water from your own cestern." From your own cestern. To the wife that Yahweh has planned for you. That's the only one your eyes should be for. And my warning today is that's much more difficult to do in the world today of these seductive Moab women that are walking around. But they're not Moabites walking around here today. And it's not Balaam and Balak in a situation in Numbers 25. It's the world. It's the reality. And it's not Balaam and Balak. It's the devil. It's Satan that's making these women seduce men and turning away from Yahweh and turning away from the root of pureness and going to his side. It's Satan. Satan has replaced Balaam and Balak. And the average woman today in the street has replaced the Moab woman in Numbers 25. We must understand this. And men, this is a firm warning to you to understand what is going on and how it's taking place. And this message isn't here condemning women. This message is to warn men of how women have been deceived and how vanity has taken over. Remember what I said? There used to be shame and nakedness. That used to go hand in hand. But that doesn't happen anymore. Now it's pride and nakedness. But men, we must wake up. We must understand the connection of the visual side of things. We must. We have a responsibility to Yahweh. To not let these unholy things come before our eyes. This is a responsibility we have. We need to understand this. And women, we need to help each other in our weaknesses. It says in Romans 14, 12 to 13, each of us will give a personal account to Yahweh. So let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that will not cause another brother to stumble. You know, but we need to think about this. The word lust can be very subjective and an idea of if you're looking at a woman, are you truly lusting or not? Even admiring a beautiful woman, You might not be there having some sexual dreams about her or thoughts about her, but that image of that beautiful woman is going to stay in your head. And the beautiful woman that we've been tricked to believe today is a woman that's walking around in her nakedness. It's not a pure woman of Yahweh who's covered up. Men aren't turning heads at women that are covered up and say, no, that's a beautiful woman. No, men are built in a way to look at the naked woman. And no, it's like there's a big giant sign on women today that are walking around immodest. And yes, showing off their private parts, drawing attention to their bodies in any way, whether they know they're doing it or not. It's like there's a big sign on them saying, I am available. That's what men see when they see a woman walking around immodestly, showing off the shape of their body, showing off their curves, showing off the parts of their body. And the deceptiveness that goes even deeper than that, where they put on this mask of seduction to seduce men and attract attention to them, not knowing they're doing it, but letting the demons take control and literally letting them put the lipstick in their fingers and put it on their lips and the eye makeup on their eyes and all this stuff on their face. The demons are literally controlling the woman's hands when they take a heel and they put it on and they take on this appearance of seductiveness. And the men are just seeing a sign saying, I am available. I am available. I am available. That's what's taking place out here today. Men, this is a warning to you in 1 Peter 5:8. It says, stay sober and stay alert. The enemy, the adversary, stalks about roaring like a lion, looking for someone to devour. This is my warning to you. Job 31:11 says, for lust is a shameful sin, a crime that should be punished. It is a fire that burns all the way to hell. It will wipe out everything I own. Men, we have to get in the habit of keeping our eyes from looking at detestable things. And we must come to the point of understanding that an immodest woman is not beauty to admire. It is a detestable thing, and we must turn away from it. It is a snare. It is a trap of the enemy. And it's a trap that all throughout Scripture we see the examples. We saw it with King David, with Bathsheba in Psalms 10:13. After David said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes, he looked out his window and he saw an immodest woman and he committed adultery and murder for it. It's the snare that we see in Genesis 38 with Judah just going to do business in the city, but then he saw a prostitute that was attractive and he ended up having sex with his daughter-in-law, not knowing the difference. And then you look at Samson, who was built and made to be one of the saviors of Israel. And you look to how his eyes destroyed him. He would see all these women and say, she looks good to me. I want her to be my wife. She looks good to me. I want her to be to my wife. We need to understand the scriptures, how it talks about protecting each other and not letting us fall into the same trap that the Moabites convinced and seduced the Israelite men to fall into. We need to understand how the body works and how the body is made. And we need to understand how the Jezebel spirit that's in so many women today, we need to understand how it started or how it was when Jezebel used that same seductive makeup to try to destroy men. And some people will say that I'm a legalist, even suggest that makeup is seductive. But it absolutely is. Absolutely is. The way it's created and what it's for. It's a sign. Not only is it a part of immodest dress, it is the biggest part of immodest dress. Because not only does immodest dress draw attention to areas of the body that should not be seen by other men other than a woman's husband, but the face. The face, the beautiful art of Yahweh that he designed. And the expressions of the face that he designed. And the seductive of it. We have to understand that the way it works and the way Yahweh created men and women. And we could just look at the animal nature for this. He created men to have holy eyes and be protectors and guards. But do we understand it's a men's natural built-in power to procreate. That's what it's about. That's what marriage is about. That's what a relationship is about. It's to procreate. The greatest thing we could do is procreate and carry on and teach our offspring about Yahshua and just prepare ourselves for the better world that's coming and everything else. And men are looking for someone to procreate with. And they're looking and praying. And the eyes is what's the vision and seeing these things. And again, it shouldn't be every woman are out there, because men are going to be attracted to that woman that has that appearance of saying, I am available, take me. And it's one thing for a woman to dress in modest and have this sign on him saying, I'm available. But the seductive face that's worn with makeup is going beyond that, even saying, take me. Here I am. I'm available. And this has created a tremendous issue. And women might get defensive saying there's no excuse for men and their harassment and everything else. If you're walking around with a sign that says, I am available, here I am, and take me, there are consequences of that. Remember what I said. Your motive does not cancel out your appearance. We need to be aware of these things, but the enemy has not let people see these different things. You understand when a woman is in a time of looking, just like cats in nature and animals in nature, they give signs when they're in heat, and that attracts the opposite sex. It's the same thing with us. And when a woman is in her time where she can only conceive, her appearance of her whole body takes a different shape, including her face. Her eyes get bigger. Her lips get wider and bigger. Her cheeks get blush. Even the smells that come from her, every part of a woman's body says, this is my time to conceive. Here I am. And when a woman's covered up properly, and when there's pureness as the root of the relationship, when the time is right, the man sees that. The woman uncovers herself. The man sees that. And the procreation happens. And the blessings, that it is a great blessing to have the offspring. And when you see righteous communities around the world where the women dress modestly and they're not deceiving with seductive makeup and so on, the rates of conception are so much higher than the modern world where all this deception and seductive nature is taking place. And there's this powerful things going to that. You understand the makeup industry, the clothing industry. The clothing industry tries to get the eyes on the private parts of the women. The makeup industry tries to mimic the face that's only taking place when a woman's ready to conceive, to make the woman look like that all the time. The makeup makes the eyes look bigger. The cheeks look rosy. The lips look flush. Which should only happen when it's the time for the woman to conceive. But this isn't what's happening out there today. And people aren't aware of these things. And this message that's being sent to all the men out there, this is the enemy saying, well, the deception of women through their lack of knowledge, which says in the scriptures, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And everything. This is why men have to be careful. This is a tremendous issue. And men are looking to find that mate that they can conceive with. And women have been so deceived today. And this is what men need to know. Men need to realize this and understand this. Women are naturally designed to choose men to conceive with that are alpha men. Men that are strong. This is the type of woman a man wants a woman wants her offspring to be. A strong baby. Strong children. So they're going to look for that strong, attractive man. And men were designed to work and till the soil and to be strong and to be obedient and pure in their eyes. And this is the way it was meant to be. Women have a natural desire for men that are strong. But what happens today is when people serve money instead of serving Yahweh, Their desires stay the same, but their ideals change. And now women are not looking for the strongest and most purest man. They're not looking for the man that's going to give them the strongest offspring. They're still going to desire them, but they're not looking for them. Now they're looking for the man that's going to supply them with money. Because women have this false sense of security for money. So they might look for the beta man that has money, but they never lose their desire for the alpha man. So this is why so many women out there today will find a good man with a good job who can support them, because they're not relying on Yahweh to support them. So they're going to look for the man with the most money, but they're still desiring the man, the alpha man, the man with the best genetics, and so on. And often this ends up in cases of adultery and so on. So it's working both ways. I need to make another video about women being aware of this and beware of it. But men need to understand this. When men and women rely on Yahweh and Yahweh alone, we won't be deceived to look at the wrong ways and the wrong ideas about these different things. So we need to understand this. And the companies, it couldn't be more clear. And I don't know if my eyes are more open.